On today's show, Donald Trump claims he got Ford to cry uncle. The people working at car dealerships are making more money. And Honda lets the enthusiast media test drive the new NSX. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for October 27th of 2015. Ford reported its Q3 numbers this morning, and while it posted big gains, Wall Street was actually expecting somewhat better results. Ford's global sales jumped nearly 7% to almost 1.6 million vehicles. Its revenue grew an impressive 9% to $38 billion. Its pre-tax profit soared 128%, reaching $2.7 billion, and its net profit jumped 129% to $1.9 billion. Even so, Ford lost money in South America, Europe, and the Middle East. And it only earned a $20 million profit in the Asia-Pacific region, including China. Imagine what this company could do if it became profitable in those other markets. And speaking of Ford, it's getting embroiled in the U.S. presidential campaign. Donald Trump has been attacking the company for moving jobs out of the U.S. to Mexico. Now Trump is claiming credit for getting Ford to move heavy truck production out of Mexico to the U.S. Only problem is, the plans to move the F-650 and 750 were put in place 4 years ago. Of course, Donald Trump is not going to let the facts get in the way. He's unleashed a Twitter barrage bragging that he got Ford to cave into his demands. And looky here, Bridgestone is buying Pep Boys. More about that after this.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles. And by Pure Michigan, leading the automotive world in intelligent connected vehicles. We run on brain power.
The Acura NSX is one of the most highly anticipated vehicles to come out, and now the enthusiast media is starting to get their hands on it. Our friend Mike Austin over at Autoblog reports that instead of going on sale this year starting at $150,000, it will come out next spring with a price closer to $170,000. At more than 3,800 pounds, 800 more than the original NSX, it has nearly 575 horsepower and three electric motors, which make it feel lightweight and handle fantastically. Austin says the car is fast, like stupid fast. Not only that, it's comfortable once you get down in the seats. One drawback, there's little feedback through the electronic steering, so some purists may stick up their nose. Car sales continue to soar in the U.S., so it's no surprise to learn that salaries for employees at new car dealerships are on the rise. According to a new report from the National Automobile Dealers Association, median weekly income was up 5% in 2014 to just over $1,000. That's nearly a third higher than private sector employees. Interestingly, it was the fixed operation workers, like the service managers, technicians, and service advisors slash writers, who saw most of the growth. Those jobs saw a 6.2% increase in median income, while the sales positions were up just 1.8%. Remember, these numbers are from 2014. With sales doing even better this year, you can probably expect to see wages increase again this year. Bridgestone is expanding its retail presence. It just bought Pep Boys, the chain of automotive parts stores in the U.S. market. Reuters reports the deal went for $835 million. Bridgestone, which currently has 2,200 locations across the country, is looking to expand its retail network in the U.S. and will add 800 more with the acquisition. Coming up next, Roush Performance has an app for making music with exhaust pipes on your Mustang. Roush Performance just came out with a new feature for its customized Mustangs called Active Exhaust. It allows the owner to change the exhaust tone with a switch or with an Apple app. There's three pre-programmed tones, but it also allows the owner to create a customized one. On last week's Autoline After Hours, we were joined by Justin Schroeder, the chief engineer at Roush Performance, and in the following clip, he explains how you can customize the Mustang's exhaust.
So if you want to do a custom tune, we give you some things to start with. You can start from a blank one, a quiet one, or one that's already in here. This one happens to be our sport tune. If you look at this, it's at idle underneath 20 miles per hour, the valve's gonna be open. So cruising around in your neighborhood at low speed, regardless of the throttle, it's always open. So when you come off the highway and you let off the gas, it goes open and gives that blur about the back. But as you drive around up here at half throttle, a quarter of a throttle, it's closed. So you're at 70 mile an hour, you have no drone, you can listen to the radio, you can take your phone call over Ford Sync. As you accelerate, it again goes back open so you can hear that presence. The neat part about this is that you can edit this view. So if I want to edit it, some new tools pop up down here. And so I can say I want to increase and I want to do a fuzzy, and I can just draw in where I want it to be quiet or where I want it to be noisy. So I can make it all red down here, I can make it red over here, I can change it over here, and then I can save that and download it back into the module in the car. And so when I disconnect this iPad and I turn this off and I turn off my phone, the custom settings now got my calibration in for the exhaust. And that's just unique to the market.
There's a lot of great info into how Roush customizes vehicles in that show. And you can watch the full episode right now on our website or on our YouTube channel. But that wraps up today's show. Thank you for watching. Please join us again tomorrow.